You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break the news that Chris Jones is back with the Chiefs.
I'll get on that, coach.
Yeah, all right.
Here's Nate Taylor from The Athletic.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Kill it, moving on. Royals in action tonight. Josh Rinder's On Deck show starts at 5:30 here on 96.5 The Fan. I am not happy.
You and I were talking in the bathroom about the Royals and about some folks that are just like, you know, can't embrace that it's good. And I said to you as we were walking out of the John, I said, Dusty, Karen, flush your toilet. But no, I said to you, I said, some people are just, you know, happy with losing and they feel better about themselves so they can complain about something. But also one of the other things that I think that, you know, we have to sometimes realize is that when people say stuff, they don't actually mean it. Because I've been doing this job in this town since 2001, minus 3 years at a minimum security prison in St. Louis. Other than that, I've been on the radio since 2001 in this town. That's 25 years, roughly. And for every one of those years, with all of those conversations, with all of those bad baseball teams that we've had over the years, and there were some just dreadful ones, right? The one thing that people always said, just give us something to root for late in the year. Just give us a team that's closer to the playoffs. Give us something that we can be excited about. And for the last 2 years, the Royals have done that. And they're doing that right now. Yeah, they're a game below 500. There's still work to be done. But my God, 700 days ago, think about what you were thinking about this ball club. They're giving you what you want. Do you want a competitive team that's in it, that has an opportunity to go to the postseason at this juncture of the year? We should all be happy about that. That's a good thing.
Sounds like we got to change our next guest's introduction because it said The Athletic. He's no longer there. He's with ESPN. We're now joined by ESPN's own, Nate Taylor. Nate, how are you doing this offseason so far? I guess preseason.
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm doing just fine, man. It's our you know, what, second to last day in St. Joe's?
Hard to believe that, isn't it? Or is it easy to believe that since you've been there every day?
We don't complain, but it is it does go by fast.
Well, Chris Jones is walking down the hill this morning going, one more day, bros.
One more day, baby. One more day.
Did you get an ice cream Snickers yesterday from Tamba?
So we did dap up. We did hug, and I said, no, thank you. Just give them to the kids. But he did offer me one, and I was just like, well, I mean, I'm not asking to eat an ice cream, and, you know, Snickers ice cream bar was not on my menu before 10 a.m. But no. Go give it to the little kids. So, yeah. But it was great to see him yesterday.
What has been, as we wrap up camp and get ready for an exciting 9 p.m. Central Time start on Friday night to a preseason exhibition game? Not that I'm, you know. What's the number one thing that you're going to walk away from training camp going, okay, I got this. This is the number one story coming out of this camp?
Oh, this is a great setup, Mr. Fesco. I'm writing about it today.
Nice.
I don't want to give away too much, but it involves someone who wears the number 15 jersey.
Oh, okay.
So there's been a number of storylines. So we'll briefly go through them. Josh Simmons, been excellent. Everything you could have asked and hoped for, you know, from the top rookie coming, you know, back from a knee injury. I think Tyquan Thornton has a very good chance to make the team just because he's been a standout performer. He's probably one of the more consistent performers of guys who was actually competing for a roster spot. I think on defense, you're still noticing sort of the growth that Jaden Hicks can have in the back end. It's nice to have, you know, a healthy, and think about this, fellas, a healthy and motivated Chris Jones, George Karloftis, Mike Dana, and Charles Omenihu. You know, it's unfortunate that the team has had injuries with Drew Tranquil and Hollywood Brown, and obviously we're still waiting on, you know, whatever the suspension will be for Rasheed Rice. And oh, by the way, that 15 guy's real good. I mean, stupendously good. This training camp, I think as we get forward more and more into the season, you might, at least for me, you might look back, because again, like you guys said, I've been here every day, you might look back and say, oh yeah, that's right. That guy's the best person I've ever seen throw a football, and he's had a marvelous training camp. And so that's mostly what I'm writing about today, for, you know, just a little website called ESPN.com with hopefully plenty of fascinating details. But I think for the most part, this team is still motivated. They've had some grueling practices, and it just so happens that the greatest person who's thrown a football is still very much very good at the job.
So Nate, I want to ask you this because I'm kind of torn between which one I should like calm down a little bit more. The hype train of Josh Simmons and where he can be at left tackle because he played 12 snaps, looked pretty damn good in that first preseason game, or the fact that I hear Mahomes say that he wants to get back to the roots of Patrick Mahomes, which is the, you know, dagger plays, the, oh my God, there it is. Instead of F it, Tyreek's down there, it's Xavier Worthy's down there, because I've heard, you know, the main stories from camp is that Josh Simmons won it on day one and that Xavier Worthy's route running looks to be more superior than it was last year as a rookie, which is insane to me to hear that, because I think when you add that to what we saw Tyreek do from when Tyreek was first in the league, it was just run down the field, I'll throw it, just make sure you catch it. And then he developed that route running skill and it was like, good luck. So is the hype train on Josh Simmons need to be calmed down a little bit, or does the I want to see Mahomes be that Mahomes of 2019 to 22 again need to calm down?
Yeah, I get the sense that you shouldn't stop the hype train like that. Like, let's all have fun. Like, there's no need to bring reality to this or anything like that. So I think for Josh Simmons, again, this has gone better than anybody could have expected. So you just say, hey, let's see how far this goes. When it comes to Mahomes, I do get the sense that, you know, you go through these like mini tours, right? Where it's like, hey, how much of this year reminds you of this, or how much of this circumstance relevant to this circumstance? I do get the sense that, I mean, is it possible he could have a 2022 season? Sure. He just needs to be protected, right? And that obviously includes Josh Simmons. But I also find it to be really, really interesting that Patrick has now entered a place where, yes, he's still athletic enough. I know he's going to turn 30 in September. Still got an incredibly gifted right arm. How much can he blend what he went through last year in terms of executing still at a high level in the fourth quarter, but then, like you were saying, Dusty, like finding ways to make explosive plays, memorable plays, like drop your jaw type plays that he did in 2022. If he can combine those two, then the Chiefs are probably going to get the one seed, and who knows, probably gonna go back to the Super Bowl, and then we'll see who they match up with, whether it's a rematch against the Eagles or you know, whoever else is coming out of the NFC. I know Patrick does not forget things. He does not forget stuff. So he'll use it to his motivation, but I also know that he might use a lot of the experience he had last year to sort of get back to his essence, right? To get back to his true play style. And if that occurs, it's because he's gotten a ton of protection that's better than it was last year, and he has, you know, more viable options around him. Even if Rasheed is suspended for, what, 4 to 6 games, you want that guy to come back, you know, midway through the season and get in his stride to make the offense even more explosive or more dynamic. I think Patrick also knows, too, that, like, hey, like, there's no guarantee that Travis is coming back in 2026. So if you want to have a magical season together, you know, this is their best chance to do something that they kind of struggled through throughout the parts of the regular season.
Nate Taylor of ESPN with us here on 96.5 The Fan. And you mentioned, you know, getting that protection up front. How was Kingsley the other night? Some people say he was okay. Some people say he stunk. What's the consensus about Kingsley at left guard?
Man, the Chiefs offensive line is under such a spotlight.
Yeah.
Because I just want to remind people that, like, you know, it's the NFL. Everybody gets beat. It is the first preseason game. It is his first, you know, position switch, you know, because last year it was like week 18 and that's fine. But like, they've had the whole offseason, whole training camp to get ready for this. You know, I think from a communication standpoint, it's him and Josh Simmons trying to figure things out. It's one preseason game, guys. It's one bad snap. We need to see more, which will be the beauty of Friday's game against the Seahawks. But at the same time, I watched several offensive linemen struggle in week one of the preseason. So it's not as bad as you think. But Kingsley clearly has talent. He has talent that the Chiefs are trying to find value in. And so this is the best possible chance he has. And yet you still have a better – you know, insurance plan with Jalen Moore if you want to move him to guard.
Nate, what do you want to see? Last question here for you, because I know you're a busy guy on St. Joe, but what's one thing that you're going to really dive into with this game against Seattle?
It's a great question. I would say, look, I want to see, in terms of the roster, right? Like, let's think about this clearly. Like, we have a good idea of who's on the team. Still want to see Jared Wiley get a few more snaps. Want to see Breshad Smith actually get featured in the offense because they didn't really do that last week. And I would say, like, you know, can they put Ashton Gelati on the field more so that you can see what his, you know, true package is, I guess, what his full complement is? Because you're going to probably use that guy quite a bit during the regular season in that pass rushing rotation. So it's just a few things, not too big, but just, you know, come out of Seattle healthy. I don't know if we're going to see, you know, Hollywood Brown in that game, but once they finish playing the Seahawks, for the starters, both on offense and defense, they can turn their attention to the Chargers and the opening night game in Brazil.
And I'm sorry that I lied to you. You're my fellow UCM mule, but I have one more. What is your guess on a suspension number for Rashee Rice?
By the way, go Mules, go Jennies.
Yeah, right.
God, hopefully I can make it to homecoming this year. I don't know. Look, I flip-flop every day, guys. Every other day I flip-flop. Some days I'm like, you know, four games seems reasonable. Then the next day I wake up and I go, four games is ridiculous. It's got to be six. I know some people have suggested like eight games. That seems a little bit excessive to me, I guess. But I think if you want to set a precedent and if you want to try to send a message to not just Rashee Rice, but other guys in the league, six games seems about appropriate. That's basically a third of the year. As we all know. So right now, my guess would be six games. I think the Chiefs would be thrilled if it was four.
Six seems like a lot, though, dude. Like, it really does to me.
I know. But the thing is, like, maybe this is a different NFL. And maybe Roger Goodell is getting, you know, what's the word I'm trying to look for? But it's not the one in my head. Maybe he's getting a little bit more lenient. There you go. Maybe Roger Goodell's getting a little more lenient in his years as commissioner, but it's on video, dude. I mean, yeah. You could go both ways. Like, he acknowledged that he made a mistake. He clearly fled the scene of the crime. He has not done anything since, and he is a first-time offender. So, again, that's all in, like, the four-game category. Hey, first-time offender, nothing went wrong. Obviously he's gone through the civil suit. Like, no one died. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, buddy, it's on video, and yeah, you just, hey, I appreciate you admitting guilt and admitting fault as early as you did, but I don't care if it's just a first-time offense, man. Like, why are you driving so fast in the broad daylight? Like, what are you doing? So I can see it going both ways. Eight games seems excessive. Six games seems what the league used to be, you know, 5 years ago.
Right.
If Roger Goodell wants to be more lenient, then I guess four games, because he is a first-time offender. But my best guess right now would be six.
All right, Nate, keep doing the Lord's work, and we'll look out for that article on ESPN later on today, and we'll talk to you throughout the season.
All right, fellas, thank you so much.
Thanks, Nate. Are they going to suspend Myles Garrett for getting pulled over again for doing 160 for the eighth time? Like, literally, he's been pulled over now eight times for speeding, and did it was 2 a.m. coming back from their preseason game, 160. Are we going to just let that go?
We shall see. We shall see.
Are you equating the two?
I mean, speeding, doing 100, that's putting people's lives in danger, too.
Okay, we got to go to break. Okay. Yeah.
Going 100 miles an hour on the road is endangering the other drivers.
I did not disagree with that.
Okay.
Did not disagree with that.
Coming up on the other side, Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Toe. Get in the know, Jay Southland Toe, as we do Start Bench Cut here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
Shout out to Nate Taylor joining the show there from ESPN. He'll join us throughout the season as well. And also, shout out to Nate Taylor for treating the Snickers ice cream bar like it is a foul ball at a baseball game. You might get it, but you give it to the kid. He's got more strength than I have. Who the hell ate 30 Snickers ice cream bars? I'll tell you who it was. It was that damn Sasquatch. But as we do in Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow, get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. Kind of bring the show conversation back into Start Bench Cut. So I start off with homemade items. The chocolate chip cookie homemade, the Rice Krispie treats homemade, or a nice cake.
Well, I will cut the Rice Krispie treat, and then I will have a piece of each. The cake and the cookie. Give me a little of each. Half a cookie, half a piece of cake. Yeah. Hell, give me a whole cookie, whole slice of cake.
Like, my sister made me the classic chocolate icing vanilla cake mix for my birthday.
Perfect.
Just took me back so far, like, yes, to like 7 years old again. Just loving it.
Just the yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's so good.
That's awesome.
So great.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Simple.
It's either that or a French silk pie. That's all I ever want.
What about a strawberry pie?
Well, that's in Selmo. Hello, America. But no, I mean, the homemade Rice Krispie treat, it's so much better than that one that's in the blue wrapper.
Oh, way
so
better.
So much better.
Like,
so night
good.
And day different.
Like, I'm eating those, I'm like, this is artificial AF,
yeah,
right? And AI.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's it. You're right. The Rice Krispie treat AI is the pre-made one.
So I think I would start the Rice Krispie treat, I would bench the homemade cake, and I would cut the cookie, because there's so many different variations, but that's a very tough start bench cut for me.
That is
hard. Yeah, that's why I said I would cut the Rice Krispie treat, but I'm not doing that because I don't like the Rice Krispie treat.
I know that I'm hard.
Mm-hmm. I would do Rice Krispie, bench chocolate chip, cut the cake.
Because, like, when you get
that's what you usually do. You do cut the cake.
Cut the cake.
When you get that fresh chocolate chip cookie that sat for like 5 minutes on the parchment paper on the counter, not on the pan, so it doesn't burn. Oh, mama. What you want to see next year for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Next year or this
season? I guess this year, this season. You want to see the deep ball come back? You want to see Travis Kelce put up 1,000 yards one more time? Or do you want to see Worthy turn into Tyreek Hill?
I'm going to start Kelce, bench Worthy, cut the deep ball. I want to see him be that receiver that we're not talking about Tyreek Hill anymore here. And I don't think we really are. He's like one guy that we've been able to let go because we've seen what a mess he is.
When we've won.
And we've won championships.
We've won championships. Well,
there is that.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, there's that.
I'm not saying that he becomes like the personality, but like the type of threat
that Tyreek was.
Yeah.
That level of threat. I think.
Where you can throw that little like 6 yard drag route to the right and then he's just gone.
Yeah, I mean, on everyone, I think it was that 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1 play against the Browns after the Chad Henne run. Mm-hmm. Everyone knew what play they were going to run on 4th-and-1. A little quick out, sip it to him, 2 yards,
sit down.
Done. Yep, and sit down and stand bounce. Yep, exactly right.
That's one of his greatest plays.
It's incredible.
I mean, you know,
it's incredible. It's like having Marshawn Lynch. You know you're going to get a yard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it every time with him. I'll do Worthy's Hill, deep ball number 2, Kelce 1,000 yards 3.
I like that order. I have the same.
Okay.
Speaking of that Chiefs team, AFC Championship team to beat. You want to see him be Buffalo again, Cincinnati, or the Baltimore Ravens?
Right in that order.
I think you're right. I would have put Cincy above just because I always love.
They dissipated.
They dissipated, and this Josh Allen thing is now it's going to make me. Yep,
I'm now pissed off.
Sucks. Now I'm pissed off. Yeah, and I love Josh Allen. And I'm like, all right, dude.
I may not even watch the rest of Hard Knocks because I'm so pissed off. I may just watch Kingdom episodes over and over again on my laptop.
I love it. I did watch the first episode of that. It was great.
Which one? Hard Knocks?
Was great.
It was really
great.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How could you not like Josh Allen after that?
I mean,
that?
Yeah, it's tough, right?
And then Pete Simmons is out here spouting nonsense, and I'm like, no.
Never heard of it.
I know, it takes me off.
And I shouldn't hate Josh Allen for it.
No,
but I do.
It's exactly right. It's not his. That's not fair. Sorry.
Now we move on to the Super Bowl. Do you want to see the Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl again?
Yes.
The 49ers again? Or they beat America's sweetheart, which is not Travis Kelce in the cover of GQ, but the Detroit Lions in the Super Bowl. Boy, would that piss some people off.
I want Detroit because you're right. It would piss people off even more. So, number one, beat Detroit. They haven't been there. They got cool uniforms. I'm tired of watching the Eagles and San Francisco in the Super Bowl, too. So, I will start Detroit. I will bench Philly for the revenge, and I will cut San Francisco because from the time I was a child, I've had no interest in the San Francisco 49ers whatsoever. They do nothing for me. Them and the Rams, I could care less. If those franchises went away tomorrow, I'd wake up just fine.
Yeah, the NFC West, you can just kind of do away with.
Yeah, what's interesting, right?
Yeah. I'll go Philly because I want that revenge. San Fran, much like Cincinnati, has dissipated. I will cut them. And then, yeah, I'll bench Detroit because beating them would be fun. It would be kind of cool to say, oh, wait, we love Detroit. We love Detroit. Well, beat that ass.
Yeah. Mm. I think it'd be a fun game with them, too.
It would be fun. You're right.
Great week leading up to it with Dan Campbell being in the Super Bowl. Think about those storylines.
His quotes and his interviews, yes.
I'll go to the text line for this one from the 816. Start bench cut. You are attending a Chiefs playoffs game. What do you want? Blowout win? Last second score to win? In regulation? Or let me read this again. What do you want? Blowout win, last second. Score to win, last second. Score in regulation to tie and win in overtime.
How do you have a blowout in the last second?
No, you win in blowout.
Okay.
Or you win last second, or you win in you win last second regulation and then or win in overtime.
Well, I want 35-0 every week, so I'll take the blowout. It's easier as a fan. I mean, I don't think there's any question. And then I would bench the overtime because that would be memorable and then cut, you know, winning in regulation at the end.
Mm. Per my anxiety.
Yeah, that's what it's all. I want to be in the third quarter, relax. I don't want to.
I want to hear the music playing. I want to run out of fireworks by the third quarter. Yeah. So I would take the blowout win first. I would bench the overtime because then it's like something that was cool that I was there for.
Right.
And then the last one, just winning in like the last second regulation. Like, yeah, that's cool. Like, they don't get a chance. But like, that would be my third one because my anxiety wouldn't be able to handle it.
Yeah, those are great orders. I also think it's because we haven't seen as much blowout. So we're kind of like, yeah, let's start the blowout. At least in my opinion, that's why. Yeah, I'll start that.
How many blowouts have we really seen? I mean, it's 35-0 every week for me. But they don't blow teams out. Nobody does. Again, it's 3.53 points per game differential in the NFL. That's it. So the fact that everybody thinks there's these blowouts, and there's not.
Moving on the list, what do you want to see accomplished maybe this year? Salvador Perez gets to 300 home runs. Mahomes gets to 4,500 passing yards, or Bobby Witt Jr. gets really hot and hits 30. It does another 30 for 30.
I'm going to start Sal at 300 because that's huge. That cements him into the Hall of Fame. Bobby 30-30 is a neat thing, and Mahomes at 4,500, that order.
Yeah, I'll do Salvi first.
Because I think Salvi and Bobby need to happen for this team to win. I don't think Mahomes needs to throw for 4,500 for the Chiefs to win.
That's true, but just selfishly, though, I want to see it. So I'm going to go Salvi 1, Pat 4,500, Bobby 30-30, cut that.
Fair point. Two more on start bench cut, then we'll get back into what the news is of the day. Kelce, one more year as a Kansas City Chief. Salvador Perez, one more year as a Kansas City Royal. Or Pat Mahomes and Bobby Witt Jr. win MVP in the same season.
I'm going to go Kelce one more year as a Chief, start, bench Salvi one more year as a Royal, and then cut Bobby and Pat winning the MVPs.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Oh, that would be electric. I'll start that. That would be fantastic. That would be so cool. I'll bench Salvi one more year, and I'll cut Kelce one more year.
Really? Kelce one more year, huh?
I know. We could get into it if we want, but yeah, that is my – yeah.
Yeah, I just think everything that's led up to this year, I'd hate to be like, oh, good thing you guys did Travis Kelce.
Oh, so you went from that's fine. I'm in on that.
Like, we're going to do it again?
Right, we will. It was a big day. People Magazine worried about us.
No doubt about it. I'd love to see the two guys that are the faces of your franchise win MVP, because then there is no question of what the two biggest names in sports, in baseball and football, are. You have proof, record, and trophy that they are there. They are those two guys, and they're in your city, which would just be insane to me. Last one, we go to the sweet side of it, because we heard the Tombaugh Lee audio where he was giving out Snickers ice cream. Snickers ice cream bar, the Twix ice cream bar, or the ice cream sandwich?
Give me more on the ice cream. Is it just a generic,
you
do
the Toll House or the M&M?
Are you talking like Cookie Witch sandwich?
Yeah. Not the classic, the one where you
like whatever that chocolate covering
which is amazing, but like,
it gets all over your fingers.
It gets sticky.
Rip it off again with your teeth and all that. That makes too much of a mess. But if we're going with the cookie ice cream sandwich, it changes the whole
game, man.
Like, you can't do that to me.
Well, that's what it is.
Because it was an easy one if it was a normal ice cream sandwich. Get that thing to the curb. But you got a cookie now? I got to start the cookie.
It's so good when you let it get a little soft.
Yeah. You got to start the cookie. I guess you got to bench the Snickers and then cut the Twix. But, I mean, a normal ice cream sandwich where you got to use the wrapper so you don't get the leavings on your fingers, like, nah, that's out. But the cookie? Forget about it, man.
Nothing satisfies more than the ice cream Snicker.
That's right, Tomba.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, I'm the cookie, the Snickers, and the Twix. And I love that Twix with that fake caramel that's really still good. Velvetly soft in there. And you get two of them.
Why has anybody tried to do anything other than the Snickers, though, ice cream bar when it comes to a candy bar? They hit a home run from the get-go, and they should have said, we're not doing this with any other ones.
We're done. God, they're so good. I'll start it. I'll bench Twix, and I'll cut the ice cream sandy.
Somebody says bench Dusty trying to read that. Yeah, fair point. It was tough.
Bench Dusty trying to read that.
Yeah,
that is funny. I was trying to read it too in my head. It was tough.
I'll die on that hill. That is Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. In case you missed it, that ain't all they're about to do. Both people living their best life, and then the information that was also sent out last night that broke the internet. TS-12.
Awesome.
The Life of a Showgirl. Not so the Elizabeth Berkley movie that came out in the 90s.
Showgirls of the 90s. I remember watching that one in college.
Hot tub scene changed my life. And Saved by the Bell. But yeah, so the information that we are given that we saw yesterday with all the tea leaves and the Easter eggs, Jason Kelsey wearing the shirt, the orange background that matches the orange album of The Life of a Showgirl and Taylor Swift's new album that gets released, joining the New Heights podcast. This is going to absolutely break the internet. It's going to have massive amounts of downloads, and it comes out Wednesday, our time at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited for it. I love your idea of watching this with the kids as a family. I think that's what we're going to do and get excited to watch that episode of the New Heights podcast, because it's what everybody has wanted. We've wanted Taylor on this thing since we knew this relationship started, what, 2+ years ago now? And so it's going to be so much fun to see the three of them together talking about stuff that we're not going to hear anywhere else. And that's the beauty of this. That's why this podcast, or really, you know, if somebody does a good podcast, that's an athlete, which there aren't many out there that are good. This one is exceptional. I don't know many others of current athletes that are really awesome podcasts like this one. But when they just kind of sit around and talk to themselves and have the conversations, you just learn so much more about people and about their personalities and who they are, instead of somebody going, oh, what'd you see on that play? Like, I don't care about that. This is going to be so extremely human interest, relatable type stuff. Yes, they make more money than all of us. Yes, they're superstars, but their relationship sounds awesome. Like, it really sounds fun. Like, my wife and I, we have this relationship sometimes. We go back and forth. We give each other the business. At the end of the day, God, we're in love, right? That's what that relationship sounds like to me. Like, just from that little clip right there, they're not afraid of giving each other the business and having fun. And you know it's true love there, man. You really do. Like, I hear that and I think about my relationship, because it's kind of the same back and forth, you know, joshing around and whatnot and giving each other the business. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, she knows I love her and she loves me, and it works. And that's what that sounded like with Taylor and Travis to me.
This is a quote from Travis Kelce in his GQ magazine cover man. It says, America's sweetheart. Travis says, on the relationship with Taylor and how they support each other, I get to be the plus one. I get to go and be that fan, because I am a fan. I'm a fan of music. I'm a fan of art. And it's so cool that I get to experience her being that plus one for me on the football field. I feel that same enjoyment every time she comes to my shows. I sort of made her a football fan. She's the most engulfed fan now. She knows what the injury reports look like. She understands what special situations are, third and short. All these things, because she just naturally loves to hear about my job.
See, that, I mean, you can't really put a price tag on that, right? You want to have that love for your partner and be there for them and learn about them and be a fan of them, right? Like, root for them. Like, yesterday we presented the check for the $85,000 my wife, you know, raised for the BMA family.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And I'm like, it's months later, right? It's literally 2 months later, and I'm still so proud of her, and you know, so excited that she was able to do that and root for her and support her and all that kind of stuff, because she did amazing things. Like, when you can have that kind of dynamic in a relationship, that's real. And the people who say, oh, this is fake, no, it's not. It is not. The people who are saying that don't know what a relationship is, because I listened to those two talk just very briefly about their relationship. And you know it's real. That is a real, genuine, fun, awesome relationship.
It's funny that you say that, because Hannah had chosen to die on some hill that they weren't, you know, it was fake or whatever. And then I showed her the video yesterday, and she was like, damn, they're pretty freaking cute, aren't they? They're pretty awesome. I was like, yeah, because she finally saw them kind of interact. And that's what I'm looking forward to, is getting to see them interact with each other just as normal human beings. You mentioned the interview, just the whole sort of framework of the way these people, way we see these people talk and conversate all the time. It's so structured. It's not necessarily fake, but it's propped up to be something maybe it's necessarily not, or it's hyperbolic. I'm just excited to see these guys in their element, sitting right next to each other, laughing, ripping one another, and just loving each other. It's going to be awesome. And like you said earlier, I think Dusty Jason just kind of gets to sit back and be like, this is awesome.
The dynamic of Jason, I think, is going to be interesting in all of this, too. Is he a wallflower, or does he get involved in the conversation? Does he know when to see himself out?
Yeah, exactly. All righty, get a room.
But no, I just think the relationship dynamic is big because usually with these celebrity, you know, romances, we're conditioned to believe that they're not real, right? How many times did J-Lo and A-Rod get married?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Every other week, seems like, right? Like, so we're conditioned with these celebrity, you know, relationships that they're not going to last that long. This isn't in that category. This feels so different to me than those Hollywood type of relationships.
Yeah, exactly. It's real. It's genuine.
I think they're both good for each other. I mean, everyone says that she helped him grow as like a, you know, a man in a relationship. And then he's like shown her this world that is not just music and fame and that sort of category, that like you can go be a fan and be in your own element. We've seen that from doing the swag serve to the smacking of the glass and the suite. Like, you are all seeing what we are when we go to Arrowhead with the most famous person in the world since the Queen died, which was Andy Reid's quote.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool to see. Plus, like, this is what Max said. They're in an element where they put the cameras on and they just run the tape and start talking, have a conversation. We've never seen her do this. And we've never seen him do this with a significant other on a podcast. And then you throw in Jason Kelce, who can just be like the monitor of humor and kind of bounce off and be like, so did you know this about Travis? Hey, Taylor, tell us something that he doesn't know about you. And you get to see this all develop, and all ears will be tuned into this podcast, because I'm ready for it. Yeah. I want to hear the stories of what she has about Kansas City, the stories she has about what it was like experiencing a Chiefs game, what it was like watching them win a Super Bowl and hug your, you know, significant other with confetti coming down. Like, not a lot of people know that story, let alone not a lot of people know someone that famous that has lived that sort of lifestyle. And you'll hear all those sort of tea leaves within their life.
Yeah, so I hope it's great inside stories, man.
Should be.
You know, like, just fun stuff that we haven't heard, and cool stuff about him, cool stuff about her, stuff they do together. I want it all. I do. I want it all in this podcast. I'm really excited about it.
Can't wait. Comes out tomorrow night at 6 o'clock our time, 7 o'clock Eastern. So should be
a lot of Chief stuff this week, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Travis Kelce on GQ, Taylor Swift dropping a new album, announcing on the New Heights podcast,
Kingdom documentary starts on ESPN on Thursday night.
I'm sure the franchise is coming out as well on YouTube, so you can just get it all ready. Some Royals news on the other side I want to get to, because he's back, just not in Kansas City yet. Plus, the worst places to drop a deuce. That's how we end this show. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
BBL stinky.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
On 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget, Cody and Gold are in St. Joe one last time. Boy, I bet they're excited.
Today's the last day, or tomorrow is the last day?
I thought it was today. I think today is their last day in St. Joe. So they'll be out there live from 10 to 2. I'm sure the vibes are immaculate out there.
If it's the last day, everybody's excited.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's in a good mood.
Right.
I can't believe it's over, though, already. Doesn't it feel like it just started, guys?
Really does.
Halloween will be here before you know it, Mac.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I just went to OTAs for the first time, and now training camp's over.
And it's over.
It's insane. It's insane. Season 25 days, or 24, however you do your math.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There was an announcement via Omaha Storm Chasers. Jack Caglione is scheduled to appear on a rehab assignment this week at Werner Park.
Okay.
So August 12th through the 17th, hopefully that rehab stint goes well. He finds his swing again. They get him back up. Cole Reagans returns, and they make the playoffs. And Jack Caglione shows that he is one of the top prospects in baseball, which I just guess he can't be a prospect if he's played on the major league roster. But you get what I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
I want to see the kid succeed, and I want him to see that bat be more consistent. Because then that would really, really help this team. Because the way Mikel's going, if Bobby can keep going, Sal doing his thing, sprinkling a little bit of Jack Caglione, get some Cole Reagans back on this roster, and then we can kind of maybe see if they can make that final push, because the calendar is halfway ready to flip to September.
I can't believe it's already the middle of August, too. I mean, seriously. I mean, we're ready to Labor Day's in 2 weeks. I mean, it's getting close to the start of that fall season, that final month of the baseball season. But, you know, I hope for their sake they don't rush Jack Caglione back to the big league level. He wasn't doing much up here anyway, both offensively or defensively. I would allow him to stay down there for the rest of the year and kind of get his head back. I think he needs that. I know it was only 40 games up here, but for somebody that dominates their entire life and then come up here and have that failure and not be able to kind of change the outcome of what was going on at the plate. I think for him, it's just best to, I didn't think we should have brought him up this year anyway, but we had no other choice in bringing him up. Perfect scenario, but it didn't play it out that way. Obviously it would have been keep him down all year and then bring him up next year and start the season. So I need him to get his mojo back down in the minor leagues. And I'm not putting a timetable on Jack Caglione. If he comes back, he comes back. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And that's all fine too. He just needs to get back to that spot where he's seeing that success again.
This story gets a little crappy here. An airline was forced to 86 a flight, which for those of you that understand 86 in the restaurant industry, it means it is out, it is done, it is sold out, or we don't have it.
86 chicken. No, yeah. Chicken.
Where's the chicken? So they 86 a flight after this gal took a terrible number two. Looks like Megan Reinerstein. Swears she's not a monster. The blonde is simply a frequent flyer whose sudden bout with an uncomfortable diarrhea allegedly caused United Airlines to call off a takeoff so the hazmat specialist could clean up after her massive blow-up. Mm-hmm. She said, quote, "I single-handedly got a flight out of Indianapolis canceled." She was apologetic as she announced to over 20 million TikTok viewers, "If that flight cancellation changed the trajectory of your life in a rarely negative way, I am so sorry." Gotta think that's got to be the worst place to have a blowout.
I don't know that it is, because you could just sit there for 2 hours, you know, like you're not going anywhere or anything like that. Like you could legitimately sit on that throne for 2 hours if you had to. There was another flight story where a bunch of people got food poisoning recently on a flight and everybody was puking all over the place because the airline served them bad food. Ew. Oh, could you imagine a whole airplane full of people puking because of bad food? That would be terrible to have the food poisoning aspect of things. But I think personally for me, the worst place to have to go would be like Arrowhead in December in the parking lot with six layers of clothes on.
Yes.
It's hard enough to pee.
I've done that.
Right. We all have. But imagine having to go the other one in a port-a-john with six pair of pants on when it's 0 degrees out there and Ralph's banging on the side to get out because there's a line.
That's one of my biggest fears is a port-a-john in life. Like the claustrophobia that kicks in, knowing that there's people out there depending on you to go fast.
Yeah, there are.
come on, man. What are you doing in there? Dropping a deuce? Yes.
Yes.
It's only going to go longer if you keep distracting me. Somebody says from 816, Johnny on the spot during the dead of summer.
Oh God, yeah. Oh my God, the smell.
Oh man, when we did downtown days in Lee Summit in like the early part of June, it was warm if you remember. And we went down there on a Saturday night. My buddy and I both we were walking from my place to downtown, and I was like, man, we got to stop. I got to break the seal. Unfortunately, he's like, yeah, me too. And I can just hear him
were port-a-johns already set up.
And they'd been there all day Friday and Friday night, all day Saturday, and then we got there Saturday night where they have already been wrecked. And I mean, it was hot. And I'm in there just trying to pee with my mouth covered up like I'm going to die in here.
Ugh.
But I mean, I think my biggest fear is either at like a stadium to drop a deuce or at like a restaurant. Because there was nothing worse than like it happens and you're a server and you come out and you're washing your hands and everybody goes, oh,
yep.
I hope I'm not in his section.
The worst
I'm like,
feeling.
Dude, I am scrubbing my hands.
Oh, that sucks.
Harder than a nurse.
Worst feeling.
Please don't judge me. I am literally getting under my fingernails. I promise. I'm scrubbing the skin off my hands so you don't think I'm a gross ass. You know what I mean?
Have you ever seen a server walk out without washing their hands? Like Poppy, he was very sloppy. But I mean, what about for you? Where's your worst fear?
I don't know. I think you guys mentioned some good ones. Camp. I don't know if you guys ever had to at camp, really bad, specifically Canacuc after sweating all day and then going home and everything going back to take a deuce and there's people in line because they didn't have enough stalls ever and you're literally sweating and it was the worst. That was pretty bad.
Someone says,
hey, the opposite of a Chiefs game in zero degree weather.
Talk more, Mac. It feels like you need to get this one off your chest.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
There's this guy and he wouldn't get out of the way.
Well, Dusty, you know, I'm pea shy, you know, so I get your point. So it's just like there's guys, wait, I'm sweating. I'm like, dude, get out of here.
You're pea shy?
Yes.
So am I.
Very.
Very, very.
Very.
Like, I wait for the stall at a stadium. Oh,
you do? Really? Because if I walk to the bathroom with somebody, I always kind of let them take the urinal. I'll go back to the stall.
No,
now that you want the stall.
Please,
you know, you'll know where to find me at Bonner Springs. I'm waiting on that one toilet. We all know it, men. There's one toilet, and the rest are stalls, and you are kneecap to kneecap when you pee, and I can't do it.
No.
Really? Give me a trough. I don't care.
I'll be the next man up, and I'll tell people that are in the door waiting to go. I'm like, go ahead. And I'll just openly, I'm like, I'm pee shy.
You're not like Jay-Z that would have the bathroom closed down for you because you got a pee.
Gosh, no.
I wish.
No, but I am that way as well. It sucks. I don't want to be this way.
From the 913?
Yeah, you can't help. I mean, yeah.
No, I got ruined when I had to pee in a trough next to Mark at the Arrowhead Stadium at 93.
I love the troughs. They're so much more efficient than
the urinals. Not when you're eye-level to another man's meat.
Well.
I tell you what, man.
Don't look.
I can't help it.
It's not
I'm
even about the
level.
Looking for me. It's not even about that.
Hell yeah.
What is it about?
I don't know. I'm just in my head.
Yeah.
It's just in my head at this point.
You can't pee if
Have
you're
you
in front of somebody
another
else.
Have you ever had another grown man look at you when you're standing solid and just do this? I know you didn't go.
Oh,
happened
yeah.
to me twice.
Oh, that's happened to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'll go.
The grown man said that to you?
Oh, yeah. And he's like, you didn't go. And I'm like, all right.
And you was a kid? And it was your dad?
No. I'm like middle-aged adult.
Oh.
And then I go back in the line and stand in the line again and wait for the stall. I can't do it.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Dusty, I work construction. Our Port-a-Johns right now are stinky, and they're at 115 degrees. Have a nice day. Woof, dude.
Have a nice day.
Oh, no, I'm all right. I am all right. Everyone asking if Kay Adams took me up my offer at Green Lady Lounge. No, she went on to Denver. We will shoot our shot another day. I'm sure her hearing me pee shy is really selling.
Yeah, this
ticket.
Is really.
She's already in Denver.
Yeah.
I know, already in Denver. So we'll see what Bo Nix has to say today. I don't know if you see the top text, but it's great. About you, Bob. It's awesome.
Yeah. Someone says you must be well endowed because you just don't have any sort of issue.
I just want to win, Jim.
It's not even the size.
I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, I don't
used
want to care.
Like in high school, I'm not taking a shower after gym and all that kind of stuff. Now I don't give a rip, man.
Yeah, see, and I don't care about that. See, I don't care about get naked. I don't care. Yeah, like, I will show my whatever, dude.
Naked. I mean, yeah, I'm naked all the time.
Literally don't care.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, do not care.
Not self-conscious.
I am not either. First thing I do when I get into a hotel room, I take all my clothes off, lay on the bed.
Somebody says, somebody says scout camp with open toilets just sitting next to each other in open air. I think you're supposed to take that with scout's honor and leave that at the house. Don't forget, Cody and Gold's last day at camp is today. Chief's last day at camp is tomorrow. Cody and Gold from 10 to 2. But as always, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy. It's Cody, Gold, and Drew coming up next from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.